especially because I'm probably paying a premium. That was tough to say. Probably paying a premium to get some like cutesy packaging. What is up with all the P words? Well, welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. The time has come again where I am seeing beer advent calendars surface left and right on all of the social media platforms. And although I love the idea of a countdown to Christmas, especially when beer is involved, the pre-made beer advent calendars just don't have me sold, to be frank. So on today's episode, I'm going to share my potentially unpopular hesitations with pre-made beer advent calendars and then give you some options for alternatives. Let's get started. Now, first and foremost, let me start by saying I am very pro beer advent, beer countdown, beers of cheer, really whatever you want to call it, where you try like one beer a day leading up to Christmas. Now, maybe these are familiar beers, maybe there's something new, but really whether it's 12 or 24 different kinds of beer every day, nonstop, like that's just a good time for me. Where I have an issue is the pre-made bundles, the pre-made packets. I mostly see them on Instagram, but I also see a handful at the liquor store or at stores like Costco. Costco is what comes to mind first. So let's dive right on in on why I think your money is better spent elsewhere. To kick things off, you have zero control and sometimes zero clue on the variety of beers included in these pre-made packs. Now, most boxes have kind of a theme, so they're either coming from one brewery or they're based around German styles of beer or something like that. But even when they do have a theme, it's going to be pretty vague. I have yet to see the smoothie sour or milkshake IPA or Dunkelweizen Christmas countdown box. So unless you truly do love all styles of beer, or I guess like not even love, but if you really enjoy drinking any style of beer, you're going to have at least a couple in there that just aren't your thing. Which brings me to my second big reason for avoiding these pre-made packs. Even if you were open-minded to the style of beer, there's bound to be a few duds, a few like meh beers included in there. At the end of the day, this box of brews is a product for someone to sell and make a profit from, right? Like that's all business is. Well, when you get a mix pack of 12 or 24 brews, and the reason why I keep touching on those sizes, 24 is typically what I see on like a normal like chocolate advent calendars. Beer advents sometimes come in 12s on like the 12 days of beer mist. So that's why I'm touching upon those two sizes. But anyways, when you get a mix pack of 12 or 24 brews, I think you should always assume that unless that box is wildly expensive, all of the beers will not be specialty, small batch, one of a kind, like, whoa, what is that? Fines. Some beers are just going to be fillers in there. Should also mention, figuring out how to get beer in the mail is a tricky, tricky endeavor. Believe me, I have tried for Beer Feelings, and if anybody wants to help me, let me know. But it's tough. It takes a lot of infrastructure to get it done the proper way. What this means is on these beer boxes, because most of them are shipped, is that at least the ones that I've seen are primarily coming from some of the bigger breweries. They're not coming from your hole in the wall, cool mom and pop, like watering hole. That's not where I'm seeing them. Now, I'm not here to say that these beers are bad beers. They probably have higher production because a lot of people really like them as a go-to brew. But if I'm spending money, especially because I'm probably paying a premium, that was tough to say, probably paying a premium to get some like cutesy packaging. What is up with all the P words? Well, I want all the beers to have a little bit of like a holiday joy, a little bit of holiday magic in them. If this doesn't bother you, and you get, say, an advent box from a big name brewer, and you drink all the beers you had before and had again, and that brings you joy, by all means, get it. but that just doesn't get me excited. Then finally, my last reason for not loving these boxes, it's a little more petty, but I'm going to share it with you guys because that's what this show is all about. When I've seen these boxes at the store, they are not refrigerated. Now, it's been a while since we've chatted about refrigerating craft beer, but really the short of the long is, if you want to enjoy a beer as fresh as it can be and in the way that the brewer intended for you to enjoy it, and you're drinking it from a can instead of enjoying it at the brewery out of a keg, you really should prioritize buying it from a cooler from the refrigerated section instead of just on a shelf. It just keeps better. It's going to taste better. Just trust me on that one. Listen to a past episode if you don't believe me. I'll sort it, source it. I'll let you know what it is, but just trust me, drink refrigerated beer. So anyways, yeah, that's it. Those three reasons are why I don't get riled up about pre-made beer advent calendars. Now, I should say, I don't know what I don't know. So if anyone listening out there has heard of a beer advent box that does check all of my boxes, please, by all means, let me know where to send my money. Would gladly support a group that can send me some beer cheer that's actually going to be good and not a ripoff or full of duds. But let's move on to how I would go about making my own beer advent calendar that does get me all of the things that I want. Now, last year, what I tried for the first time was creating my own beer advent calendar from the single section at the liquor store. What was great about this, it gave me all the control in the world. I got to grab beers that I never tasted before, since that was important to me, but they were in styles that I knew were going to make me happy. So from what I can remember, because it was a while ago, I drank a lot of berry and pastry stouts. If you want to see what I drank, I did do a post for each one of them on Instagram. So head on back, check them out. Now, some of my other beer friends out there do something similar. They go buy 12 or 24 beers and they just throw them in the fridge and enjoy one a day. But I still kind of wanted that surprise of unwrapping something, unwrapping like a little special magic every little day. So even though I kind of knew what I was going to be drinking, I wrapped each beer in gift wrap or tissue paper. Like, this was actually a really good way to use up all the scraps. And then I had Aaron write 1 to 24 on them. So I really didn't know which beer I would be having on what day. And really, to be honest, after day 3 or so, I forgot what I bought. So it really was just as good as buying a pre-made box that I didn't assemble myself. But the other idea that I had in creating a holiday beer cheer countdown, I haven't tried this one before, but I feel like I have to now, would be to make a little social out of it. So you're going to call up 11 other friends or like 6 other friends or really whatever you want to do and have each person bring 12 or 24 beers, all of the same kind that they've enjoyed drinking in the past. The number, of course, is going to depend on how big you want your box to be. So be choosy with how many friends you want to have. But buying 12 or 24 of the same beer, I promise, will be much, much more economical than buying the singles or buying one of those pre-made packages. And how fun will it be to have like a beer book club of sorts? You can all sip together. You can try all these new beers. Like, I think that just sounds like a blast. Maybe it's not like a book club. It really is more like a holiday cookie exchange. But anyways, you guys get where I'm going with this. But then finally, if you do just want some new beer out there to drink in some kind of box that comes in the mail and you're not super hooked on like this countdown, you're not like waiting until Santa comes, honestly, I'd just as well go with a beer delivery service like Taver or Beer Drop. So if you're curious about both of those services, I did reviews on episode 63 of the Beer Feelings podcast. So head back there, listen to my thoughts. But if you just want some fun beer in the mail as a treat to yourself, just go with them. It's their whole business model. They do a great job. But with that, I think we better wrap up this episode so I can get back to planning my own beer countdown box and maybe even scheduling my own beer social. So if you live nearby, let me know and we'll do a little Trader-oonie in person. But I'm curious to hear what all of you decide to do and if you agree with my thoughts on the pre-made boxes or not. So with that, I hope that no matter what you choose to do for the rest of the day and your Advent season, really, that you're doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch everybody next week. Cheers.